We are holding, and we're holding on Nun Amr Aleph, 11th line from the top. Line begins with Par. We discussed yesterday the question: what happens if the Kohen Gadol, after he shechted his Par, before he has a chance to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh and sprinkle the blood of it, which we're going to talk about later on in the Perek, he dies. So now his understudy takes over as Kohen Gadol. So now, does that understudy have to shecht a new par in order to be able to sprinkle the blood, or is it good enough that he just the par was already shechted by the previous Kohen Gadol, and it's good enough if he just takes the blood in and sprinkles it? So we had a machlokes about that. We had Reb Chanina. And we had Reb Chanina and Reb Ami saying that he would need to shecht another one, and we had Reish Lakish and Reb Yitzchok Napcha saying that he doesn't. So now we're gonna. So now to. So 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 now the Gemara continues the discussion. But typically, don't we have a different reason anyway why a new par should need to be shechted? Never mind the question. The whole discussion yesterday turned on the question when the pasuk says "Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh B'Fire Ben Bako L'Chatos." Does that mean that he has to have shechted the par himself, or is it enough that he's bringing the blood of it in? But we should say there should be a different reason why the korban should be posel and he has to bring a different one. The chatas shemesu ba'alehi, isn't this a case of a chatas whose owner died? The chatas shemesu ba'alehi a misa azla. And we know there's a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai about five cases where a chatas has to be left to die. You lock it up in a room, and one of them is mesu ba'alehi if the owner died. Here, you have to keep in mind the par is bought with the Kohen Gadol's personal money. It's not like most of the Korbanos of Yom Kippur are Korbanos Tzibur, but the par and also the ayil, which we're going to discuss later on, are bought with the Kohen Gadol's personal money. So aren't they a personal chatas? And a personal chatas whose owner dies, then the chatas also has to be left to die. So the Korban is possible anyhow. Now, I mean, in this case, we're talking the korban was already shechted, but still, the blood of it should be possible to sprinkle, and they should have to shecht a new one. A chatos whose owner died, it has to go away lemisa. The answer is Amalei Robin bar Rav Ada l'Rava. So Robin bar Rav Ada tells Rava, Amri Talmidecha, you should know the answer to that is your Talmidim said. That Rav Amram said, chatas tzibuhi v'loy misa azla. It's actually not considered a chatas yachid, even though he bought it with his own money, but because it comes to be mechaper for himself and all the other kohenim, Rashi also has in parenthesis over here, over ad kol kal Yisrael, that it's on behalf of the whole Jewish people. Actually, the par is not really on behalf of them, the sir is, but in any case, the par is on behalf of all the other kohenim. Therefore, it's actually considered a chatas tzibur, v'loy lemisa azla. And a chatas tzibur, whose owner dies, does not go lemisa, because the tzibur, the Gemara tells us in Herodias, that tzibur loy mes, the tzibur never dies, therefore, you never have that mesu ba'alel. So that's the answer. So it's not going the misa because it's not you're thinking that it's a chatas yochid, but really actually it's a chatas tzibur. Nonetheless, Tosfos points out that midrabanan we might have said that we might say as we might still have said as we're going to later on in the sugya that maybe still what we should say is still the animal is disqualified, or in this case the blood is disqualified. And you have to leave it to graze, or okay, in this case, the animal shechted already, but at least you just can't sprinkle the blood. But Tosfos says that would only be drabanan. But over here, given that you have a new Kohen Gadol, and you have again all the other Kohenim are still around, then the Chachamim had no reason to make a gzeira and say that this animal should be possible, that the animal or the blood of it should be possible. So it's still subject to the machlokas before whether gzeiras hakasev that he has to have shechted the par himself. But from the point of view of chatas shemesu ba'alah, it wouldn't be a problem, not d'oraisa and not d'rabbanan. Tosfos Yeshanim makes a different distinction that it may even be this that we're going to say later on that the animal has to be left to graze, that it's possible. That might be That might be if the kapara already took place, then we can talk about what happens. But here the kapara hasn't taken place yet anyway. And also over here it's not really Mesu Bala, because again all the other Kohanim are alive. So yeah. Okay. So where do we see that it's a chatas tzibur? It's none. We learn in a Mishnah. So we have like this. When we discuss this whole matter of chatoris hamesis. So Mishnah mentions Mishnah starts by explaining in Tmura that this concept of chatoris hamesis does not apply to korbanos tzibur. The reason is, the Gemara explains over there, the idea is that you have five cases where you have a chatas hamesa, and some of them, by definition, can apply only to a korban of a yachid. For example, one of them is a tmura of a chatas. Now, as we're going to discuss further on in the sugya over here, a korban tzibur is not, it's not possible to make a tmura with it. Only a korban of a yachid is subject to tmura. Also, another one, for example, is that the baby, suppose that the animal for the chatas, a yachid's chatas, is generally a female animal. So suppose that it's pregnant and afterwards it gave birth. So that baby is another example of the chatas amesa. But the korbanos tzibur are all male animals, so you don't have, it's not shayach by there. So the idea is, in other words, that whenever you have, so given that you don't have some of them possible by korban tzibur, then therefore none of them are possible, and therefore there's no such thing as a chatas mesa by the korbanos tzibur. And so the Mishnah mentions over there then that korbanos tzibur, in the course of that, it mentions that korbanos tzibur are doicha Shabbos and doicha Tumah. So you bring them even if the date comes out on Shabbos, and you bring them even if most of the tzibur or the kohenim or what have you are tumah. So then the Mishnah continues. Amalei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir said to him, "What do you mean to say a general rule that korbanos tzibur only are doicha Shabbos and tumah, whereas korbanos yochid are not? V'alei par yom kippurim. What about this par that we're dealing with over here in our Gemara?" Of Yom Kippur, the Chavite Kohen Gadol, also the Chavite Kohen Gadol, which are brought every day, or Pesach, and the Korban Pesach, at the Korban Yochid, who all of those are a Korban of the Yochid, because the Par Yom Kippurim and the Chavite Kohen Gadol are paid for out of the Kohen Gadol's personal funds, and the Pesach, every person brings their own Pesach, so all of those on the face of them are a Korban Yochid, V'docheh Es Shabbos V'es Tumah, and yet all of those take place on Shabbos, and all of those take place even if everybody is Tumah. So therefore, so Rav Meir says, so you see that even Korbanos Yochid are Doicha Shabbos and Tumah. So now, since Rav Meir is saying that, Lav Miklal de Iklam Ando Omer de Tzibur, doesn't that imply the fact that Rav Meir has to point that out, that those are Korban Yochid, doesn't that imply that there are other Tanoim who hold that it's a Korban Tzibur? So there you go then. So in that, and the Tanakhama would say that's why they're Doicha Shabbos and Tumah, because they are in fact a Korban Tzibur. Well, then, there you go. So you see that it's a korban tzibur, and if it's a korban tzibur, then there's no problem of chatas shemesu ba'alel. However, the Gemara says, no. V'litai meich, according to your own svara, that you're bringing that Mishnah to prove that there are tanoim who hold that it's a korban tzibur, let's continue the next part of the Mishnah, the katani, a braisa on that Mishnah says, Amar Loi Rav Yaakov, continues the discussion, that Rav Yaakov says to the Tanakhama against Rav Meir. So we have the Tanakhama saying that there's a difference between Korbanos Tzibur and Korbanos Yochid. We had Rav Meir pointing out that's not really such a difference, because in fact, you Tanakhama seem to be saying that, you know, whatever you Tanakhama seem to be saying, so far this is what we're assuming, that the Korban Pesach and the Korban and then the Chavite Kohen Gadol and the Par Yom Kippurim are all actually a Korban Yochid, and yet they're Doicha Shabbos and Tumah. So by assumption, the Tanakhama said they're a Korban Tzibur. But now Rabbi Yaakov says also to the Tanakhama over there, V'haloi Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur Usiri Avedis Kechavim. How about though, I have some examples of a Korban Tzibur. Rabbi Meir brought some examples of Korbanos, which he's saying are Korban Yochid, and they are Doicha Shabbos. The flip side is Rabbi Yaakov says, I can find you some Korbanos Tzibur, which are not Doicha Shabbos and Tumah. Namely, Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur, the bull that's brought by the tzibur if the Sanhedrin made a mistake in halacha, and se'iri avodas kechavim, the goats that are brought if that sack of the basin of the Sanhedrin had to do with avodah zarah, and so they worship avodah zarah by mistake, v'chagiga, and the korban chagiga, all of those, the korban tzibur, all of those, on the other hand, are a korban tzibur. Now, the parhelim, davar, and siri, avodas kechavim, are obviously korbanos of the tzibur, because by definition, they're only brought if most of the Jewish people made a mistake and followed, if Sanhedrin made a mistake and most of the Jewish people mistakenly followed them. As far as the chagiga, it's brought individually by each person, but we're calling it the Gemara is going to explain soon why it's called a korban sibur. So therefore, now and yet, the korban sibur. So all of those, Rabbi Yaakov says, are korban sibur. But ain't doichin lois a Shabbos for lois a truma. And yet, none of those are doicha Shabbos, and none of those are doicha truma. So that all of these ones, the parhalam davashot, even the chagiga. If you can't bring the chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, so you bring it the second day. You can't bring it the second day, you bring it the third day. So therefore, it's not Deucha Shabbos, because you just bring it one of the other days of Chol HaMoed, or the last day of Yom Tov. It's not Deucha Tumah either, for the same reason. So you see, therefore, and Rabbi Yaakov is pointing out that those are an example of a Korban Tzibur, which is Deucha Shabbos, Miklal De'ikolamanda Amad Yachid, which seems to be implying then, since Rabbi Yaakov is talking again to the Tanakhama, then he seems to be implying that he agrees that the korban, that the power kohen gadol of Yom Kippur is considered a korban of a yachid. So what are you telling me that from that Mishnah you see that necessarily that there's a Tana that holds that it's a korban of a tzibur? Not necessarily. You're trying to derive from what Rav Meir is saying. Rav Meir mentions that it's a korban yachid, implying that the Tanakhama held that it's a korban of the tzibur. But on the other hand, Rav Yaakov is mentioning other korbanas tzibur that are not doicha Shabbos and Tumah. So then maybe what he means is there yet. So he's telling the Tanakhama, you're telling me that korbanas tzibur are doicha Shabbos and Tumah, but not necessarily. You see, here's examples of korbanas tzibur that are not doicha Shabbos and Tumah. Therefore, that could just as well mean that the Tanakhama was saying that they are that the part of Yom Kippur is considered a korban of a yachid. So therefore, so where do you find a Tana that explicitly says that it's a korban of a tzibur, such that we should say that we don't have the problem of chatas shemesu ba'alah? So before we continue with the discussion, by the way, Tosfos and Tosfos Yeshanim point out an interesting point. Why is it always the expression is par pelam davar shel tzibur u'se'irei avodas kechavim? Now, in the Gemara in Horius discusses the question if this happens, if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake and paskins that something which would normally be chayiv kares that is actually mutter. So if the thing was anything other than avodah zarah, then there's a parhelam davar shel tzibur. And if the thing is avodah zarah, then there's se'ire avodah zarah. But when you get down to it, the Gemara discusses over there an opinion, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda, who says that actually each shevet that did the avera is going to bring a korban of their own. So if it was, and in fact that I'm on paskins like that. So if let's say based in a paskin that a certain kind of chaylev is mutter, and let's say seven or eight of the shvatim did that, then those seven or eight shvatim are each going to be bringing a par. Or actually, I think the halacha is that all the shvatim are going to be bringing a par, even the ones who didn't actually do it, because and if it was avodah zarah, then you're going to have se'irim as well. So why do we have the expression par in the singular and se'irim in the plural? So the reason is so Tosfos gives a reason because when it comes to a different avera, for example, chaylev or Shabbos or arayas or what have you, then we're saying that each shevet brings a par and that par is a chatas. But when it's avodah zarah, what you actually have is a par is still brought by each shevet, but in that case, that par is an oila rather than a chatas. The sawyer then is brought as a chatas. So now we don't want people to get confused. And if we say parei helam davar shel tzibur, then we're going to think the same rules apply to both kind of parim, and they don't, since one's a chatas and one's an oila. So therefore, instead it uses par to imply that we're talking only one kind, namely where it was anything other than avodah zarah. And then se'irei in the plural, because according to that opinion over there, according to the Yehuda, each shevet does bring its own par. Tosfos Hashanim says a different reason. Parei helam davishal tzibur. It just doesn't really flow well. The lashon doesn't really flow well, and therefore they use the expression par. Okay. Anyway, the point is, going back to the Gemara. So what's going on over here? Is the par of the Kohen Gadol a Korban Yochid, or is it a Korban Tzibur? And if it's a Korban Yochid, then why don't we say that it's a Chatas HaMesa if the Kohen Gadol dies? So again, we thought since Reb Meir calls it a Korban Yochid, then therefore that must mean the Tanakama called it a Korban Tzibur. But on the other hand, not necessarily, because now that we have Reb Yaakov's opinion, where he's pointing out that there are Korbanas Tzibur that are not Doicha Shabbos and Tumah, maybe the opposite. Maybe that implies that the Tanakama held that the ones that are that the power of Yom Kippur is a Korban Yochid. So no. El of the Tanakama Kamahadim. The answer is that no, we have to reanalyze what's going on in the Mishnah and the Brice over there and understand how the conversation went. He's answering the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yaakov is speaking back to the Tanakhama. The Shamei Dekamar, he heard the Tanakhama saying, Korban Sibur Doichas Shabbos Vesachoma, that a Korban Sibur takes place even on Shabbos, and it takes place even if the Kohenim are Tomei, but Korban Yochid ain't a Doichas Lois Shabbos Vesachoma. So now Rabbi Meir says, So Omar Lai Rabbi Meir, Korban Yochid Klolahu. Are you telling me it's an absolute rule that a Korban Yochid is never Doicha Shabbos and Tumah? Ba'alei Par Yom HaKippurim v'chavita Kohen Gadol Pesach b'Korban Yochid hu v'doicha nes Shabbos v'es Tumah. What about the Par Yom HaKippurim and chavita Kohen Gadol and Pesach, which are all a Korban Yochid and they're still Doicha Shabbos and Tumah? In other words, so far what we have is the Tanakhama and Rabbi Meir would both agree that the Par Yom HaKippurim is considered a Korban Yochid. And Rameyer is pointing out, in that case, if it's a Korban Yochid, according to your rule, it shouldn't be Doicha Shabbos and Tumah. So not that we're going to say that the Tanakhama says that it's a Korban Tzibur. In that case, then Rameyer has nothing to point out to him. Rather, they're both agreeing that it's a Korban Yochid. But so the Tanakhama had said, given that it's a Korban Yochid, then the rule is always that a Korban Yochid is not Doicha Shabbos and Tumah. And Rameyer says to him, then what are you talking about? Then how do you explain the Par Kohen Gadol, which we all agree is Doicha Shabbos? Obviously, because it takes place on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, as far as Malacha, is just like Shabbos. And V'omalei Rav Yaakov, and Rav Yaakov then comes at the Tanakhama from the opposite direction, and he says, Korban Tzibur Klolahu? You're telling me it's a general rule? You're telling me it's a general rule that all korbanos tzibur are doicha Shabbos and Tumah, but aloi par helam davashal tzibur v'sidra avedis kachavim v'chadika. What about those three korbanos that the korban tzibur who all of those are considered a korban tzibur? Again, the par and the seirim are definitely a korban tzibur. They're brought by the whole tzibur. The chagiga we're going to discuss later on why it's called a korban tzibur. The reason basically is because everybody brings it at the same time. In other places, the Gemara calls the Korban Pesach a Korban Tzibur for the same reason. So Ve'einan Doichan Loyas Shabbos V'Leis HaTumah, and yet those three Korbanos are not Doicha Shabbos and Tumah. So in other words, so Reb Meir and Reb Yaakov are both coming at Tanakhama, but from opposite directions. They're all agreeing, in other words, fine, the Tanakhama gave a rule, Korbanos Yochid are not Doicha Shabbos and Tumah, Korbanos Tzibur are, but Reb Meir points out that there's an exception. There are certain Korbanos Yochid that are Doicha Shabbos and Tumah. Reb Yaakov is pointing out there are certain Korbanos Tzibur that not, but it sounds like so far all of them agree on the definition of what a Korban Yochid and what a Korban Tzibur is. Rather, Reb Meir and Reb Yaakov are telling the Tanakhama, it's not enough to mention the one factor, whether it's a Korban Yochid or Korban Tzibur or not. Ellen you have to take in your hand the following general rule. It doesn't just depend on Yochid versus Tzibur. Kol shez manoi kavua. The rule is, rather, any korban whose time is fixed, doicha es a Shabbos ves a Tumah, then it's that korban is doicha Shabbos and doicha Tumah afilu b'yochid, and that's true even if it's a korban of Yochid. So thus, that explains the power of Kohen Gadol and the chavite Kohen Gadol and so forth. All of those are a korban of a yochid. After all, those two are brought by the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Pesach can be called a korban yochid because brought individually by each person. But they have zmanei kavua. The Torah fixes a time for them. Therefore, doiches a Shabbos v'asa Tuma after the biyachid. Therefore, those things override Shabbos and Tuma, even if they're a korban of the yachid. V'chol she'ein zmane kavua, whereas a korban that does not have a fixed time, which includes also the siri avodas kachavim and the siri and the par helam dover. All of those, yes, they have. They're a korban of the tzibur, but ein zman and kavua. There's no particular date on which you have to bring those. So if the tzibur made him, if the Sanhedrin made a mistake and the tzibur followed it, they have to bring this korban. But okay, if it comes out on Shabbos, you don't bring the korban on Shabbos. You wait till Sunday. If the people are tamei, if the kohenim are tamei, wait till they're tahor. So therefore, ein adoicha lois a Shabbos v'lois a tumah. So it's not going to override Shabbos or tumah, but afilu b'tzibur. Even if it's a korban of the tzibur. So therefore, now that we reach this point, then it comes out. Says Rava, that there's actually no Tana who says that the Par Kohen Gadol is considered a korban of the tzibur. They all agree that it's a korban of the yachid. Just the Tanakama says an absolute rule: korbanas tzibur or doicha Shabbos and tumah. And Rav Meir and Rav Yaakov point out that rule is flawed because it doesn't account for the Par Kohen Gadol and several others, and therefore they propose a new rule that it doesn't depend on Sibur versus Yochid, it depends on Zmane Kavua or Ein Zmane Kavua. The bottom line is that none of them seem to hold that it's a Korban Sibur. So we're back to the question: if the Kohen Gadol dies, then if the power is still alive at that point, it should be a chatas shemesu ba'alah. If the power has already been shechted, then the blood of it should be possible to sprinkle because it's a chatas shemesu ba'alah. So there's nothing to talk about whether the next Kohen Gadol can use that power or the blood of that power. On the face of it, should have to be the missa. And before, we had a machloikas again about whether you can use the blood or not, but nobody said that it's a chatas amesa. Why not? Let's continue with this point of which korbanos are considered korbanos tzibur or not. Esve Abaya. So Abaya says to Rava, I have a contradiction to you. So you're telling me there's no Tana who holds that the power of Yom Kippur is considered a korban tzibur. But we learn in a brisa, power of a sor sheyom kippurim sheavdu, if the power and sor of Yom Kippur got lost, v'hifresh acherim tachtehem, and he set aside other ones instead of them, kulam yamusu, all of those cases, all of those have to be left to die. Because, again, the par and the sor are achat, are chatois. We mean the sor l'Hashem we're talking about. They're all chatois. And the rule is, of course, achat. You have five cases of chatois hamesis. The way to remember them is with the acronym. We've shown him give the acronym vitim visimna, as in the pasuk visimna hoitzapilegish. So the vlad chatos, the baby of a korban chatos, tmuras chatos, where you made a tmura with the korban, mesu baleha, if the owner died, niskapru baleha, if the owner accomplished his kapara with a different animal, and avra shnasa, if the animal is more than a year old, where most chatois have to be an animal within a year old. So if the korban was lost, and v'hifresh acherim tachtehem, and he set aside ones instead of them, and now they were mechaper, so they were mechaper with the new one. Kulam Yamusu, so all of those original ones have to be left to die, because again it's a chatas that niskapru ba'alei ba'achar, because they already used the new one that they bought for the korban. And in Masechet Tmura it talks about in great detail over there when exactly is it that the old animal was lost and found, and when is it that they were mocked with the other one? What are the various scenarios you have if they took the new animal before the old one was found, after the new one was found, when were they mocked with one versus the other? Whatever. We're not getting into that level of detail over here, but the point is that the Braisa mentioned the par and the sur of Yom Kippur. And the same way the Seiri Avedis Kechavim that was saying that the Tzibur brings in case the Sanhedrin paskin on something of Avedis Zorah mistakenly and they followed it. So also sha'avdu, if they got lost, v'hifra shachayim tachtehim, and you set aside a new korban instead of them, kulam yamusu, also all of those replacement, all of those original ones, rather, have to be left to die, because it's chaptas sheneskaper ba'ala b'acher, divir Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, really, it's supposed to be, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amim, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon say, no, yiru adshi yistavu, they say you leave the animals to graze until they develop a mum, v'yimachru, then you sell them, v'yiplu the demand on nedava, and you use the money to go into the nedava boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, which we learned in Masechta Shkalim, that the money of those goes for kayetz ha-mizbeach, for korbanos when no other, korbanos oila, for when no other korbanos have been brought, she'ein chatas tzibur mesa, because a chatas of the tzibur is not left to die. The whole point of chatoris ha-mesis is only a chatas yachid. And the Gemara explains in Tomorrow over there again, like we said earlier on the Amud, because since you have five cases of Chatoris HaMesis, and some of those can't apply to a Chatas of the Tzibur, because there's no such thing as Vlad by a Chatas Tzibur, because it's always a male animal, and there's no such thing as Tomorrow, because a Tzibur is a carbon of a Tzibur. You can't make a Tomorrow with. Therefore, they say that if you can't have some of them, you can't have any of them. So once we say that Vlad and Tmura are out of the picture, then also the other ones, Mesu and Niskafru and Avrashnasa, don't apply either. The point being, in other words, that you see that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon are clearly saying it's a chatas of the tzibur. So there you go. What are you telling me, Rabbi, that nobody holds that the part of Yom Kippur is considered a chatas of the tzibur? Here you have Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon saying that it is, and saying that as a result of that, it's not going to be a chatas hamesa. Amalei. So Rabbi answers him, my par. Par helam davar shel tzibur. No, the par that's referring to in this braisa is actually the par helam davar. In other words, you Abaya are punctuating the first braisa, or the first mission actually, as follows. You're punctuating it. Par v'sorir shel yom kippurim. The par and the sorir of yom kippur. In other words, shel yom kippurim goes on both of them. So therefore, you're saying that in the Braisa, we're saying that you have a machloikus, whether it's considered a korban yachid or a korban tzibur. No, Rova is saying, punctuated as follows, par, meaning the par halam davar shel tzibur, v'sor shel yom kippurim. The sor of yom kippur is definitely considered a korban of the tzibur because it's bought out of money of the tzibur. It's bought from Trumas Alishka, like most korbanos. So the par over here is the par helam davar shel tzibur. Fine, we established before that is a korban of the tzibur. It's not kavur leizman, therefore it's not derech shabbos and tumah, but it is a korban of the tzibur because the tzibur buys it. The tzibur buys it when they followed the mistaken psak of Sanhedrin. But not necessarily is the braisa saying anything about the par of yom kippur.
So why is there a vav then between both
par? Visor Shayyan Kippurim, because both it refers to both cases. But don't think the words Shal Yom Kippurim refer back to both of them. It refers back only to the Sir, says Rava.
Yes. So why is there Vav for the second?
What should there be? Par Sir Shayyan Kippurim. That's not how the Lashon Kodesh doesn't go that way. It has to be Par Visor Shayyan Kippurim. Those two cases. So it means Par Halam Davar Shal Tzibur. The question is, what do you mean? It says Shel Yom Kippurim. The answer is, like we just said, Pikotani Adisar. The words Shel Yom Kippurim refer only to the sir, not to the par. The par is actually a different kind of par, namely the one that's brought for Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So Abaya says to him, Vahotanya, but we have another braisa that says more clearly, par Shel Yom Kippurim, the sir Shel Yom Kippurim. So here it spells out that each one we're talking about of Yom Kippur, Sha'avdu, that they got lost, v'hifra shachem tachtein, and you set aside a different one instead of them. Kulam Yamutsu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the original ones have to be left to die because it's not niskapu ba'alah ba'acher. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, I mean, Yiru Adshi Yistavu. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon say you leave them to graze until they develop a mum. And then you sell them, and then you put the money into the nedava boxes, because a chatas tzibur is not left to die. So we see clearly in this braisa, it spells out par of Yom Kippur and sir of Yom Kippur. So there you go, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon evidently hold that the par of Yom Kippur is considered a korban tzibur. So back to you, Rabbi. You're telling me there's no Tano who holds that. Here we have Tanoim who hold that. The answer is, Rava answers, Loitema, she'en chatas. Sibur Mesa, you have to correct the wording of the Braisa a little bit. They're not saying that it's a Chatas Sibur, and therefore it's not dying. Ela Ema She'en Chatas HaShutfin Mesa. Rather, what it is we have to consider there's a third possibility. Besides for Yochid and Sibur, you also have a Korban of Shutfin, a partners. In other words, because the Kohen Gadol and all the other Kohenim are in effect partners in this power. So therefore, because of that, and because again, Reb Shimon holds it's all five or none of them. Now most of the cases of Chatoris HaMesis could apply to a Chatos of Shutvin. You could have Vlad Chatos, you could have Niskapu Baaleha, etc. The one that you can't have with Shutvin is Tmura. A Korban in general, any Korban that belongs to Shutvin, there's no such thing as Tmura with it. So if you and I own a Korban jointly, and one of us, or even both of us, say, we want this other animal to be a Tmura of this one, nothing happens. So therefore, again, Reb Shimon says, it's all five or nothing. Since by Shutfim you can't have a Tmura, therefore none of the other cases of Chatoris HaMesis apply, therefore we go back to the usual rule that a Korban that possible is left to graze until it develops a mum, etc. So there you go. So that's what it is. So nobody holds that it's a Chatas of a Tzibur, but Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon hold that's a chatas of shutfin. Okay, so the Gemara says so. The bottom line, umay nafkamina, new. What the practical difference? After all, we got into this whole discussion by asking why isn't the Pyro Kohen Gadol going lamisa? Reb Amram answered because it's a chatas tzibur. Now you're telling me, fine, it's not a chatas tzibur, it's a chatas shutfin. What's the difference? Either way, it still amounts to the same thing. Either way, So what does Rava care that instead of calling it a Chatas Tzibur, like Rav Amram did, he wants to call it a Chatas HaShutvin? What's the actual difference? The answer is, Delay Maisu Koinim Par Bahura. The answer is, you're right. Regarding our question over here, why the Par Kohen Gadol is not being left to die. If the Kohen Gadol dies, you're right. It really doesn't make a difference whether we call it a Korban Tzibur or a Korban of Shutvin. The reason why Rava was not comfortable with the idea of calling it a Chatas Tzibur and needed to explain ultimately that it's called a Chatas Shutfin is for a different reason. Because if we call the Kohenim a Tzibur, then that's going to make people make a mistake and think, what happens if the Beis Din, what happens if the Beis Din Shel Kohenim or the Beis Din for the Kohenim paskin something? Let's say, for example, now again, we have like this. When we discussed before this matter of the Shvatim, of each Shevet bringing a par, or a par and a sor, for whatever it is, so the din is, so you can have, even if one Shevet, according to that mandamah, even if only one Shevet did the Isser, then they still are bringing a par and a sor. In fact, the halacha is that the whole, if it was a roiv of the Jewish, it has to be a roiv of the Jewish people, so then everybody is bringing. What happened? Each Shevet, right. What would happen if it was only the Kohenim who were over on it? Are we going to say that the Kohenim are considered a Tzibur, are considered a Kohol, and therefore that everybody has to bring? So Rava is concerned, if we call the Kohenim a Tzibur over here, and after all, if the Kohenim will have Kapara with this power, then people are going to think that they are also bringing a power Helam Dabashal Tzibur. And in fact, that's not the case. Because Rashi says, only even according to that opinion, only the Shvatim that actually got portions in Eretz Yisrael are each one called a Kohol. The Kohenim and Levim didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. They're not called a Kohol, therefore. So if, in fact, the Sanhedrin or the Beis Din Shel Kohenim made a mistake in Halacha, and let's say all or the majority of the Kohenim followed it, they're not going to be bringing a Par Helam Dabar Shel Tzibur. Instead, each individual person who followed that Psach is going to be bringing their own Chatas. So that's the difference whether we call the Kohenim a Tzibur or not. And therefore, Rava didn't want that we should be calling this Korban a Korban of the Tzibur, because that would make people misunderstand that other halacha. But you're right, as far as over here, the question of why it's not a Chatas Shemesa Ba'aleha, it really doesn't make a difference. Okay. Tosfos points out now that there's another nafkamina you could say, whether it's a Korban of Shutfim or of the Tzibur. If you call it a Korban Tzibur, then if we thought, now we've learned before the concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur versus Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, where we say, if we say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that if the Kohenim are Tameh, we don't even bother looking for other Kohenim who are Tahar, we just go ahead and have the ones who are Tameh be Makrivit, but that applies only to a Korban Tzibur. That wouldn't apply to a Korban of Shutfim. So why don't we say that that's the difference? The answer is because Reb Shimon is the one who said Reb Shimon holds Tumah Dechuya Yibet Tzibur. that we're talking according to Rav Shimon over here. So it wouldn't make a difference according to him anyway. Therefore, the Gemara didn't bother mentioning that as a nafka mina. Okay, fine. Tashma, let's try to bring another proof about this question of what the power of Yom Kippur is considered. Is it considered a chatas yachid or a chatas tibur? Or now we have the other possibility that maybe it's a chatas of shukbim. So Toshma, the boy Rabbi Lazar, this is Rabbi Lazar the Amora. Before we had Rabbi Lazar the Tana, now we have Rabbi Lazar the Amora. So he asks, L'divrei ha'omer pa'u yemek ha'korim korban yachid. According to the opinion, which we said before, on Amar Aleph, that Rabbi Meir called the pa'u yemek ha'korim, he calls it a korban yachid. And therefore he said to the Tanakhama, you're telling me that no korban yachid is doicha Shabbos and Tumah, but here we have the pa'u yemek ha'korim that does. So according to Rabbi Meir, oise tmura, oy eina oise tmura. Well, would it be subject to the dinim of tmura? If the Kohen Gadol were to go and say, I want to exchange this animal for another one, would that be effective? So now, the fact that Rabbi Lazar phrases it that way, miklalo de iklamando amr de tzibur, doesn't that seem to imply that there are other tanoim who hold it's a korban of tzibur? And the answer is again, again, not necessarily. Shutfim can't make a tmura either, as we said before. So therefore, the question could be not whether it's yachid or tzibur, but whether it's yachid or shutfim. So do you say that it's a korban of shutfim and shutfim are not able to make a tmura, or do we consider it fundamentally a korban yachid, and therefore it would? Okay, Gufa. So now getting back. So the point is, in other words, so we don't have a proof one way or the other. We could very well follow what Rava is saying. That's not considered a korban yachid or a korban sibur. It's considered a korban of shutfim. Therefore, that would answer, again, according to Rav Shimon, at least, according to Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, that explains why it's not going l'misa in case the Kohen Gadol dies, because a chatas of shutfim, that those rules don't apply. The most we would say is that it should be left to graze, and again, maybe that only applies when the scapula ba'alei ba'acher, here there's no acher, here it's just the owner died, so therefore, as Tosfos Yishonim says, therefore maybe we're not going to apply the rule of re'iyah either, and according to regular Tosfos on Amud Aleph, we would say that that whole concept that it has to be left to graze in that case is only the Rabbanon, and here the Rabbanon are not going to impose that rule. Gufa. Getting back to what we said, Boy Rabbi Lazar had asked the question, according to the mayor who calls it a korban yachid, so can you make a tmura with it or not? So the Gemara says, what is the underlying point of Rabbi Lazar's question? We know that a korban yachid, a tmura, is possible. We know that a korban of shutfim or the tzibur is not possible. So all we need to know is it a korban yachid or is it a korban tzibur? According to the mayor that it's a korban yachid, the answer would be yes. According to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, that's a korban of shutfim, then no. So what's the question? The answer is, ibosim makdish as linen, ibosim iskaper as linen. The question evidently would have to be, do we go according to the Makdish or according to the Miskaper? Now, when we think about it, here you have the Kohen Gadol himself is Makdish this animal. He spends his own money or he takes his own animal for the Korban. So he's the one who's Makdish it. On the other hand, all the Kohenim are Miskaper in it. So who do we go according to? If we go according to him, then it's a Korban of the Yachid. If we go according to the other Kohenim, it's a Korban of Shutfim. The Gemara says that can't be the question. Pshitta the boss of Miskaper as linen. Obviously, we go according to the Miskaper. We know that the Amar of Abahu Amar of Yechanan, three dinim where one person uses his own property to be moitzi somebody else in a mitzvah. The first one, Hamakdish Moisif Chomish, if a person is Makdish, an animal for a korban, and then it develops a mum, then he has to add a choymish if he wants to buy it back from Hekdish, if he wants to machal it. So if I buy an animal for you, you have to bring a chatas. I buy an animal on your behalf, and I'm going to bring it as a korban on your behalf. So then now if that animal develops a mum, and I'm going to buy it back from Hekdish, if I want to buy it back from Hekdish, I need to add a choymish. It's a korban on behalf of you. Doesn't matter because I'm the one who was makdish it.
Goes according to the one
who was makdish it, right? On the other hand, if you the miskaper, if you the one who on whose behalf it was going to be brought, if you want to be mechalal it, then you don't have to add the chaimish because it's not yours. Because it actually brings from the pasuk says v'im makdish yigal, that if the one who is makdish redeems it from makdish, then he has to add the chaimish, implying not the miskaper. So that's din number one. Number two, v'amiskaper oisabotmura. Number two, on the other hand, the one who's going to be miskaper with it is the one capable of making a tmura with it. Meaning, in other words, that in this case, if I wanted to make a tmura with that animal, nothing would happen because it's not considered mine anymore. But on the other hand, it's considered yours. So therefore, if you were to make a tmura, it would be effective. So now, applying that so far to the korban of Yom Kippur, given that the kohenim as a whole are having kapara with it, then there's shutfim, they can't make a tmura with it, because a korban of shutfim, there's no such thing as a tmura. So that would answer what's Rabbi Elazar's question. But let's finish off the third rule. The third rule is that if a person gives truma from his produce on behalf of somebody else's, then tovas hanah shaloi, and the tovas hanah belongs to him. Now we know, in other words, when you take truma and meiser, you have you have the right to give it to whatever kohen or whatever levi you want. Now in this case, if I'm giving truma of my produce on behalf of you, then who is the one who has the tovas hanah? The tovas hanah would be, in other words, if let's say, for example, another Yisrael comes and says, you know what, I have a grandson who's a Kohen, my daughter married a Kohen, so my grandson is a Kohen, let me give you a few dollars, and in return for that, you'll take your truma and give it to my grandson, the Kohen, rather than to anybody else. That's called Tovas Hanah, and the din is, you're allowed to do that. Now, the Kohen himself is not allowed to do that. It's called Mesayeya Beveis Agronis. Like he's assisting in order, he's buying the truma, and it's a desecration of the truma. But a Yisrael is allowed to do it. So now the point is, since I'm the one giving truma on your behalf, then the tovas hanah is mine, and I can decide which kohen to give it to. And if a yisrael comes with such an offer, then the money belongs to me rather than to you. Rashi brings from the pasuk, because since it says v'nasata la levi, that you should give it to the levi. So in other words, the one kisachala laser v'nasata la levi. When you finish giving meiser, you give it to the levi. So we see, in other words, that the one who's giving the meiser, he's the one who gets to decide which levi it goes to. And the same thing with truma. So the point is, in other words, we see from the second case over there, miskaper oisabot tmura, that it's the ones who have kapara that make tmura. So yeah, if it was Reuven bringing the korban on behalf of Shimon, then a tmura would still be possible because Shimon is a yachid. But now we're talking about the kohen gadol bringing the korban on behalf of all the other kohenim. Therefore, it's considered a korban of shutvim for that purpose. So, what's Rabbi Elazar's question? Whether a tmura is possible? The answer is la'olam pshitalei debos miskaper. Obviously, Rabbi Elazar knows, like Rabbi Yochanan said, that you go according to the miskaper. But the question is, are they really considered miskaper? Echav akoyanim, the other koyanim who are also being miskaper with this power. How does it work? The kvius mechapri, is it that it's a kvius? It's like, in other words, like any other case where a person is bringing a korban on behalf of somebody else, where he's machna them the animal. So now all the kohenim own this animal jointly, and they really are shutfim in it. Or maybe they're only being miskaper in a floating way. In other words, once the kohen gadol is having kapara with it, then you have it like their kapara is floating on top of his, but it's not really, they're not really shutfim in it. Fundamentally, it's a korban yachid, but the Torah tells us that once he's getting kapara, then they can all be joined in it as well. In that case, it wouldn't be considered a korban of shutfim. So that's essentially the question, is it considered a korban of yachid or a korban of shutfim? Is it that they are considered partners in it, and they're joint partners in it, and they all have an equal kapara in it? Or is it that they're only having kapara incidentally, because the kohen gadol is having kapara, therefore they're having kapara as well? So therefore, and in that second case, it wouldn't be considered a korban of shutfim. It would be considered a korban of yachid, and tmura would apply. That's Rabbi Elazar's question. So Toshma, choymer bezevach from the tmura. We learn in a brisa. There's a chumra in the original korban over the tmura, On the other hand, we have a chumra that applies to the tmura that doesn't apply to the original korban. You have a chumra that applies to the zevach. Number one, the korban itself applies to both yochid and tzibur. You have korbanos yochid, you have korbanos tzibur. The doiches, a shabbos vesa tuma. Also, you bring it again when it comes to a korban tzibur or a korban yochid, which has kavua loizman, like we said before. Then it takes place on Shabbos, and it takes place even if everybody is tamei, va'osif tmura, and the original korban is able to create a tmura. If you say this other animal is in exchange for it, then the tmura takes it doesn't take effect. The kedusha doesn't go off the original one, but the new one gets kedusha. Masha enkin v'tmura. None of those rules apply to a tmura because there's no such thing as a tmura of a korban sibur, like we said before. The tmura, even if let's say you made a tmura of an oila, so forget about a chatas because a tmura's chatas is lamisa, but let's say, for example, a tmura of an oila or a shlomim or whatever, you do bring it as a korban, but again, being that it's a korban yochid and it's not kavur loizman, you don't bring it on Shabbos and you don't bring it if the korinim are tamei, and one tmura cannot make another tmura. If I said animal A, I want to make a tmura to animal B, then B now has kedusha. If I now say from B, I want to transfer the kedusha onto C, nothing happens. It's already a tmura, and ain't tmura ois a tmura. So those are the chumras of a zevach, of the korban itself, over tmura. Mashenkin b'tmura. Chumra b'tmura b'mezevach. On the other hand, we have a chumra of a tmura over the original korban. Sha'at tmura cholal bal mum kavua. A tmura is able to be chal kedusha saguf on an animal that has a mum kavua. Meaning, if I'm makdish an animal as an oil or a shlomim or what have you, and it has a mum kavua, it never gets kedusha saguf. It only has kedusha damim. So therefore, so I go and buy it back from Hekdesh. Then I use the money to buy an animal that's a tam to bring it the korban. This original animal that I was makdish, I can work with it. I can shear it. I can use its milk, etc. Because it never had kedusha saguf. On the other hand, when it comes to a tmura, no, the Torah tells us toiv v'ra or rav toiv, and ra over there means a baal mum. So if a person makes a tmura, so if I have an animal of a korban and I make a tmura with it to an animal which is a baal mum, gzeiras hakosuv, that the new animal gets kedusha saguf. Therefore, ve'ena yotze l'cholim l'gozes v'la'ovid. So even after I buy it back from Hekdesh, I still can never shear it. I can never work with it. So that's a chumra that the tmura has that the original korban doesn't. Mashenkin v'zevach, as opposed to the original korban. Okay, so the point is, hai zevach hechidomi. Now let's consider what kind of korban are we talking about. When we say zevach versus tmura, what kind of zevach are we talking about? Ilema de yochid, are you talking about a korban of a yochid? And we said that a chumra of it over a tmura is that it takes place even on Shabbos and even on tumah. What do you mean? Mi dochi Shabbos or tumah? A korban of yochid is not doicha Shabbos and tumah. Ela de tzibur. So are you talking about a zevach of the tzibur? Mi ois a tmura? We just said before that a korban of tzibur, there's no such thing as a tmura with it. Ela lav de par. So evidently, the kind of korban that we're talking about over here in this comparison is the par kohen gadol of Yom Kippur. The doicha is a Shabbos vesa tuma. So now it is doicha Shabbos and tuma de kviya leizman because we established on Amud Aleph that the rule is a korban that has a kavua de katayim is doicha Shabbos and tuma, and this one is because it has to be brought on Yom Kippur. But oisa tmura, on the other hand, apparently the Braisa is saying that it can make a tmura de korban yochidu because it's a korban of the yochid. So there you go then. So you see that. So the answer would be that the other kohenim only have their kapara mikufya, only by the way, only incidentally with the kohen gadol. So there you go. Amar Rav Sheshes loy. So Rav Sheshes says not necessarily. The eloy shel Aaron. Maybe what the Braisa is talking about, there's another korban of a yochid which is brought on Yom Kippur, namely the ram of Aaron. The pasuk says, "Befar ben bakar lachatas va'ayel oila." The ayel is being brought as an oila. We haven't really dealt with it yet. We're going to deal with it together with most of the korbanos musaf in the seventh parak. There's not really much that has to be said about it. It's an oila like any other oila. There's no special avoda with it on Yom Kippur. The only difference between it and a regular korban is that it's bought out of the kohen gadol's personal money. But that you could say we're talking about is the one that on the one hand on the one hand it's noig b'yochid kibitzibur, it's doicha Shabbos and Tmura, that one would definitely make a Tmura, because that one, there's no nobody else, has a partnership in it. The Kohen Gadol brings it on behalf of himself. The other Kohenim aren't miskapa with it. So that one, not necessarily the Pai Kohen Gadol. And in fact, the Gemara says, Hochinami Mistabra. In fact, yeah, now that you think about it, it's logical that the Braisa has to be referring to that one rather than to the power. The Isakudai Dr. Paroi, if you're going to talk about that, if you're going to think that it is talking about his power, what do you mean? Tmura de power, Shabbos, Vatumahu de Ledachia, Hobachol Mikra of Korba. So what are you telling me? The difference between the Korban and the Tmura is the Korban itself is brought on Shabbos or Vatumah, whereas the Tmura is not. So what's the implication? So the Tmura would be brought if it was a weekday. What do you mean? The power is a chatas. The tmura of it, if it could make a tmura, would be a tmura of a chatas or tmura schatas lemesa azla. And we already established before, tmura schatas is one of the five chatoris hamesis. So, and Tosfos points out, fine, even if we said according to Reb Shimon would still say that it has to be left to graze. Either way, nobody holds it's being brought as a carbon. So obviously for that reason alone, we have to say that necessarily the Braisa is talking about the ayah, which is an oila. The tmura of an oila is brought as an oila. So the Braisa would be saying, if the Kohen Gadol makes a tmura with his ayah, the tmura will have kedusha. You will eventually bring it as an oila, but not on Shabbos and not Batuma. No, the Gemara says not necessarily. La'olam paroi, not necessarily. Maybe it is after all talking about his power. My tmura, shame tmura. What we mean is the concept of tmura. In other words, we're not saying the tmura of this particular carbon. There's a kind of tmura. There's nothing called tmura which is ever doicha Shabbos and tmura. This particular one, we would say the tmura of it is not broad at all because the tmura is chatas, so it goes lamissa. But even with other carbon, other types of carbonus, where a tmura is actually broad as a carbon, but not on Shabbos and not the tmura. So the question is, I hochi zevach nami shame zevach. So the question is, in that case, then say the same thing about the word zevach. Then you could say also that it means the name zevach in general. So like this, you were thinking that the Braisa is talking about one specific kind of zevach, and you're trying to figure out which one it is. Who says maybe it means generically korbanos in general, as opposed to tmuris in general. The answer is shame zevach like a ton. No, we can demonstrate that actually the word zevach in this braisa does not mean korbanos generally. It's referring to one specific type of korban. So the question is, so mimai, where do we see that? Midkatani chomer b'tmura, because the braisa had said there's a chumra with a tmura over the original korban. Sha tmura chola bal mum kavua, because it's chal on a bal mum kavua, the ena yotzel chol and the gozes will obit, and it's not going to the tmura even after you redeem it from hektish is never going to be sheared and never going to be worked with. The isak radach my zevach shem zevach. If you say the word zevach refers generically to all korbanos, b'ha'ika b'chora meiser, then you have another case. You have a case of a korban also, which never goes out l'chol and l'gozes l'avid, a b'chor or ma'aseh behema, the chol and a bal mum kavua. Those are also chal with dushas aguf on a bal mum kavua. So if an animal is born as a b'chor with a mum kavua, or the ma'aseh behema, if you picked one, if the tenth one happened to have a mum kavua, either way it has dushas aguf, the en yotzin l'chol and l'gozes l'avid. And yet we say and we say that it doesn't go out l'chol and it can't be sheared and it can't be worked. Ela shem zevach le'katani. So therefore, obviously, when we say the word zevach, it can't mean zvachim generically, because then the rule wouldn't fit for b'chor and meiser. So therefore, we have to say that zevach in this braisa means specifically one kind of zevach, and we have to figure out which that is. And now we're saying it can't be the par, because ultimately its tmura would not be brought as a korban at all, and the braisa is implying that the tmura of it is brought on weekdays. But when everybody is tahor. So, but on the other hand, when it comes to tmura, we can say that it means generically. So the question is, why taka umayshna tmura? So why is it by tmura we can assume it means generally tmura? The reason is shame tmura achasi, because the name tmura is one general thing. All tmuras have the same rules. As opposed to zevach ika b'chor v'ika meiser. When it comes to korbanos, there's a difference between b'chor and meiser and all the other ones. When it comes to tmuras, the same rules apply to all tmuras. The same rule applies. They don't apply b'tzibur. They're not doicha Shabbos. They're not doicha tumah. none of them can make another tmura. So therefore, so the Braisa can be saying the word tmura and mean generically all tmuras have these rules that we're saying in the Braisa, but not all, we can't say that all zvachim have these rules that are in this Braisa. So therefore, we can say the word zevach means one specific type of zevach, as opposed to tmura means all types of tmuras. So therefore, so the point is, we can't necessarily prove from this Braisa that the power of the Kohen Gadol is able to create a tmura, meaning that it should be considered a full Korban Yochid, and the other Kohenim are only having their kapara using, by the way, incidentally of him, because maybe, maybe not. Maybe the Braisa, when it says Zevach, is talking about the power, it could be talking about the power, but it may instead be talking about the Ayo, which actually would fit better with the wording of the Braisa. And therefore, we would say that the power, is not able to make a tmura, meaning that it would be considered a korban of shurfim. We would say the Kohenim actually have their kapara with it, mikiva, in a fixed way, because that they were actually considered shurfim. Okay, so we'll continue the discussion tomorrow. Vez Hashem, and also explain why we called before in the Sugya, we called the Korban Pesach a Korban Sibur. Why are we calling it a Korban Sibur if every individual is bringing it? Why are we calling it a Korban Yochid? Actually, we called it before. Why would we call it a Korban Yochid? And then we called the Chagiga a Korban Sibur. So we'll take up that point tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and then we'll actually finally have the Kohen Gadol starting to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim tomorrow.